You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You can listen to the Noontime News live on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live. You can also download the free KROX mobile app. You can also say on your smart speaker, listen to KROX in Crookston. As before we get to the noontime news, just go over the weather quickly. It's right now 30 degrees here in downtown Crookston, sunny blue skies. The wind chill, that is 22 degrees. Barometric pressure, that has held steady over the last few hours at 30.08 inches with a northwest wind of 9 miles per hour. As now it is time for the noontime news with Chris Fee.
As we take a look at our world and national news headlines on this Thursday, March 28th of 2024, good afternoon. On the world and national news headlines at this hour, every day, police in the U.S. rely on common use of force tactics like, that are meant to stop people without killing them. But when misused, these tactics can still end in death. As happened with George Floyd, an investigation led by the Associated Press has found that over a decade, more than 1,000 people have died after police subdued them through physical holds, stun guns, body blows, and other force not intended to be lethal. Medical officials cited the force in about half the cases. In others, officers didn't follow best safety practices, creating a recipe for death. These deadly encounters happen in nearly every state, and the deceased came from all walks of life. The toll, however, disproportionately fell on Black Americans. An international team of doctors was prepared for the worst before visiting a hospital in central Gaza. The doctors were nevertheless stunned by the gruesome impact that Israel's war against Hamas is having on Palestinian children. One toddler died from a brain injury caused by an Israeli strike. His cousin, an infant, is still fighting for her life. These gut-wrenching casualties were described to the Associated Press by Tanya Haj Hassan, a pediatric intensive care doctor from Jordan. The U.S. Coast Guard says the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed a bridge in Baltimore underwent routine engine maintenance in port beforehand. U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath said at a news conference Wednesday that authorities had been informed that the ship was going to undergo the maintenance. He added that they were not informed of any problems. The ship collided into the support pillar early Tuesday, causing the span to buckle into the river. The bodies of 2 of 6 workers who plunged into the water were recovered earlier in the day. The others are presumed dead. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for a cryptocurrency fraud that a prosecutor has described as one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. Federal Judge Lewis A. Kaplan imposed the sentence today in a packed Manhattan courtroom. The 32-year-old Bankman-Fried was convicted in November of fraud and conspiracy charges brought after his once-soaring cryptocurrency trading platform and related companies collapsed into bankruptcy. Bankman-Fried was extradited to the U.S. in December of 2022, 5 years after he started his business with plans to revolutionize the emerging cryptocurrency industry. And a fundraiser for President Joe Biden in New York City that also stars Barack Obama and Bill Clinton is raising a whopping $25 million. Biden's campaign said that the Thursday night event sets a record for the biggest haul for a political event. The Radio City Music Hall fundraiser provides a gilded exclamation mark on the recent burst of campaign travel by Biden, who visited several political battlegrounds in the last few weeks. The Democratic president has a significant fundraising advantage over Donald Trump, with more than 4 times as much cash on hand by the end of February. And that is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Thank you.
As we take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies. Our temperature is at 30 degrees. We have a northwest wind right around 10 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 22. Barometric pressure at 30.08 inches, and the humidity is at 43%. As we take a look at the forecast for the rest of the afternoon, sunny, a high near 35. We won't have much of a wind. Northwest winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 20. Southwest winds of 5 to 10. And for Good Friday and Easter weekend, it looks like we could see a couple inches of snow and an 80% chance of precipitation on Friday. And then we'll see a little bit of a warm-up and possibly into the mid-50s by midweek next week. We'll tell you all about that coming up a little later here in our noontime news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the state news coming up right after this.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the state news, state lawmakers are on Easter break, and when they return to the Minnesota Capitol next Tuesday, the push begins to finish the legislative session by the third week of May.
A plethora of issues remains, but the two top tasks are, number one, a supplemental budget prompted by the increase in the state's projected budget surplus for 2024-25, along with the caveat of a potential deficit in 2026-27. Governor Tim Walz and legislative leaders have agreed on an overall budget number of $477 million, details to be worked out. Main job number two is a bonding or borrowing bill for public works projects, probably in the billion-dollar vicinity. The Democratic majority needs Republican votes to pass it. That means horse trading on projects. Bill Werner reporting.
The two journalists allegedly attacked by Minnesota State Patrol troopers in 2020 have decided to settle their lawsuit against the state. The Los Angeles Times reports the two journalists have agreed to a $1.2 million settlement. The two women were covering the response to everything that happened after that, when troopers reportedly backed them against a wall and began firing pepper spray and other projectiles at them. $1 million of the settlement will go to legal fees, while the journalist will split the remaining $200,000. Anoka County authorities are investigating the deaths of two people in Blaine. Officers received a report of two people unconscious in a vehicle in a parking lot Wednesday afternoon. They say a man and woman were both found dead with suspected gunshot wounds. Investigators say they're not looking for any suspects and there's no threat to the community. The medical examiner is expected to identify the man and the woman. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has joined 13 other attorneys general in urging Glock Incorporated to preserve all evidence related to its line of pistols capable of being converted into illegal machine guns with the addition of an auto sear. This request follows a lawsuit filed against Glock by the City of Chicago, alleging that the company has been aware of the ease of conversion, making its pistols a preferred choice for criminals in Chicago. The lawsuit asserts that Glock switches enable pistols to fire at rates of up to 1,200 rounds per minute, comparable to exceeding the firing rate of many fully automatic firearms and machine guns used by the United States military. And sort of a sports story, but Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx owner Glenn Taylor has announced the franchises are no longer for sale following the expiration of the 90-day window for minority owners Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lohr to buy controlling interest. According to the purchase agreement, the pair had a 90-day window to close the sale after exercising an option to buy a majority stake from Taylor in late 2023. Earlier this month, Axios reported a private equity plan by Rodriguez and Lohr to fund the remainder of the purchase was denied by the NBA's Board of Governors. Rodriguez and Lohr will remain minority owners with a 40% stake in the two franchises. That is a look at the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at some more sports coming up right after this.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at the scoreboard from yesterday, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they beat the Detroit Pistons 106-91. And in women's basketball Division II, the semifinals, it was Texas Women's University beating Ferris State 68-52. And Minnesota State Mankato, they're able to get the win over California State San Marcos 70-68. Mankato missed two free throws. They missed two layups in the final 40-plus seconds of the game, but they were still able to find a way to win, including forcing a couple turnovers late. They've forced over 1,000 turnovers this season for their opponents. One-tenth of those came when they played UMC. I think UMC had 40-plus and, 40, I think, both games. But so Minnesota State Mankato, they advanced to the Women's National Championship game, where they'll take on Texas Women's University. On the sports schedule for today, the Minnesota Twins open up the regular season this afternoon. They're at Kauffman Stadium at Kansas City. 2:30 the pregame, 3:10 is the first pitch. We'll have it right here on KROX. In college hockey tonight, the Minnesota Golden Gophers take on Nebraska Omaha. 7 o'clock will be the pregame show. 7:30 will be the drop of the puck in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Sioux Falls. What else do we have here? The Minnesota Wild, they host San Jose at 7. And men's basketball, it's Minnesota State Mankato. They're in the semifinals. They take on West Texas A&M at 3:30 this afternoon in Indiana. And the Sweet 16 gets underway in the Division I men's basketball tournament. And so that gets back into action today and throughout the weekend. That is about it on the sports scene. We do have a new sports fever column up on our website at KROXAM.com. And click on sports fever. We take a look at the games that Fertile Belt Trammy played and the outstanding the listenership and views we had on our website and a whole lot more. We have those numbers. Also, a thank you to the girls, Pirate Girls Hockey coaching staff. Also, a whole lot of information, including transferring. That is the thing to do. And we talk about that in high school sports. Yeah, also, Mike Hastings has done something once again. And we have the rosters for the Pirate Spring Sports, all of them, but girls golf. We'll have girls golf next week. But you can check that out as well, along with some other award winners. And a lot of information there. Go to KROXAM.com and click on Sports Fever. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Riverview Health.
It's stock up savings time at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 24 packs of 12-ounce cans of select Pepsi products, $10.99, limit 2. 8 mega rolls of select Angel Soft Bath Tissue, $6.49. Select Nature's Truth Vitamins are 50% off. In Hugo's produce department, Dole whole pineapples are $2.99 each. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com. Hugo's will be closed Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to everyone.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great to Hugo's.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
As we take a look at the local news, the ODAM Mobile Clinic will be coming to Crookston this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day to provide various services to the Crookston community. The Mobile Clinic will be located at the Crookston Care and Share. ODAM Medical Group is a Minnesota-based medical organization with a mobile service based out of Rice, Minnesota. The Crookston Care and Share has partnered with the company due to designated primary health professional shortages within the region. The director of the Crookston Care and Share, Carolina Alfonso, further explains the reasoning to partner with the mobile clinic.
So the current location of Care and Share is in a designated primary health professional shortage area and a medically undeserved area, which allows for this medical group to receive funding to service our area based on this needs assessment.
The mobile clinic will be providing the following services: physical health for men and women, wellness child visits, pediatric care, acute and chronic illness, mental health, and dental. The Crookston Care and Share felt this would be a beneficial opportunity due to the conditions its residents and other struggling individuals face in the area. Struggles such as finding sufficient shelter and basic necessities on a daily basis. Alfonso explains.
So you neglect your ability to put your mental health, your dental, and your physical well-being in perspective. And sometimes the stigma of being unhoused creates a barrier for the unhoused to walk into a clinic. And now we can meet the unhoused where they are at, and they can put their health as a priority while they feel safe and secure.
Alfonso believes this is a great opportunity for those who struggle with their well-being, as well as those who currently don't possess health insurance.
People who do not have medical insurance, or who also do not want to be in a facility that they walk into and feel a stereotype about. It gives the opportunity to have a very confidential experience, but also to then address situations that they may have neglected for a long period of time.
The mobile clinic will be open to the community. This is a fully functional clinic and will serve the individuals who attend. Registrations are not required. However, walk-ins are accepted. To register for an appointment, call 612-871-2312. The Northwest Minnesota Cancer Crusaders will host an Easter egg scramble and vendor fair at the Crookston Sports Center Saturday, March 30th, from 10 a.m. until noon. Kids age 10 and under participate for free in the scramble, Easter egg scramble, starting at 11 a.m. with over 5,000 eggs plus prizes and raffles. There will also be a photo opportunities with the Easter Bunny by Joyful Heart Photo, plus food and treats from the Crookston Shriners Club. All proceeds will go toward the Shriners Children's Hospital and Trails to Treatments. Fun family activity there on Saturday at the Crookston Sports Center. Well, this morning, just before 7 o'clock, the Crookston Police Department, Crookston Fire Department, Crookston Area Ambulance, and Polk County Sheriff's Office responded to a one-vehicle rollover about 6:45 this morning. We're still waiting for more information on the story. As soon as we get that, we'll be posting that to our website as well. Riverview Health has 300-plus employees, so when a director declares, "I don't think there is a person at Riverview that works harder," you take notice. And who is that hard worker? Janelle Thorderson, lead for Environmental Services and February's Employee of the Month. Janelle began her Riverview career almost 20 years ago in the kitchen, where she worked as the head cook for 8 years before joining the EVS team. Growing up in Lake Bronson, Janelle graduated from Carlstead. She lived in Hamilton, North Dakota, before settling in Crookston over 22 years ago. She and her husband have 7 children, 12 grandchildren, and grandchild number 13 is coming this summer. Janelle and her husband enjoy gardening, flowers, yard work, and spending time with their children and grandchildren. And we do have an update on that burglary that we told you about yesterday. The Polk County Sheriff's Office has now released the two names of the suspects that were arrested. Again, yesterday morning at 5:53, the Polk County Sheriff's Office received a call for service regarding a possible burglary in progress in Belgium Township. Upon arrival, deputies discovered that the suspects fled the area on foot. After an extensive search of the area, 29-year-old Robert Fred Fish of Warren was located and arrested. The arrested individuals, at approximately 10:45, the Polk County Sheriff's Office arrested the second sought-after suspect, Richard William Paulson, a 34-year-old male from Amarillo, North Dakota. Fish and Paulson were arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit burglary in the second and third degree in regards to the incident. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Keisha Lachey Glover, 24, of East Grand Forks, for third-degree assault and causing substantial bodily harm. Bruce Wayne Chipper, 64, of Crookston, for public nuisance. On the obituary desk today, Gary Lee Coette, 67, a lifelong Crookston resident, passed away Wednesday morning in the Benedictine Living Community of Crookston with his loving family by his side. Gary was born December 7, 1956, in Crookston, the son of Harvey and Doris Coette. He was baptized and confirmed at the cathedral and began his education at Cathedral Elementary School. After his graduation from the Mount St. Benedict High School, the class of 1975, he went on to St. Cloud State University. On January 13, 1979, he was united in marriage to his longtime sweetheart, Lori Carlstrom. They would soon be blessed by the births of a daughter, Jordan, and son, Grant. Gary began employment at Crookston Napa Welding, managing the parts department until his retirement in 2019. Gary leaves Lori, his beloved soulmate, for the last 45 years, their daughter, Jordan Coette, and her husband, Justin Edstrom, and their children, Collins and Beckett of Fargo, a son, Grant Coette, and his wife, Amber, and their children, Anders and Iris of Bemidji, five siblings and spouses, Mary Jo Wallace, Dennis and Sherry Coette of Crookston, Dave and Louise Coette of Apple Valley, Nancy and Lowell Brandner of East Grand Forks, and Lori and Steve Erickson of Crookston. And from Lori's side of the family, her siblings, Leslie Strim and fiancé Daniel Scholey of Rochester, Indiana, Dwayne and Jody Carlstrom of Moorhead, Darren and Christy Carlstrom of East Grand Forks, and Brad and Jenny Carlstrom of Crookston, as well as many nieces, nephews, extended family, and friends. Gary was preceded to death by parents Harvey and Doris Coette, brother-in-law James Wallace, parents-in-law Bob and Artis Carlstrom, and brothers-in-law Jan Strim. The memorial service for Gary Coette will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, April 1st, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Crookston, with the Reverend Chad Brucklocker officiating. Visitation with the family will be at the Stenchelhowski Funeral Home on Sunday, March 31st, from 5 to 7 p.m. with a 7 p.m. prayer service, and will continue at the church for 1 hour prior to the service on Monday. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of John Gruhot and Andrew Sorum. John Gruhot was born in 1920 in Argyle. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1941, was discharged in 1945. John Gruhot died on this date in 1971 in Crookston. Andrew Sorum was born in 1891. He enlisted in 1918, was discharged in 1919. Andrew Sorum died in the state in 1972. Now moving on to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have a temperature of 30 degrees. We have sunny skies, a northwest wind of 9 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 22. Barometric pressure is at 30.08 inches. And that has been pretty steady all morning long, anywhere from 30.07 to 30.09, right now at 30.08. We have that humidity again, that is down at 43%. 30 degrees, a northwest wind of 9, a wind chill of 22 right now in downtown Crookston. Yesterday, we had a high of 30 with a low of 12 with light flurries. The average high for today is 41, the average low 23. Year ago high 16, year ago low 8 below with 2 inches of snow. The record high 74 set in 1946, the record low 14 below set in 1964. The sun rose at 7:13, the sun will set at 7:50 for 12 hours, 37 minutes of daylight. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, sunny with a high near 35, northwest winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low around 20, southeast winds of 5 to 10. Then Friday, snow, mainly after 1 p.m., a high near 35, Southeast winds of 10 to 15, wind gusts up to 20, and an 80% chance of precipitation. New snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. Friday night, a 40% chance of snow before 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy, a low around 23. Southeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Then on Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 38. Northwest winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then on Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 23. Southwest winds around 5. Easter Sunday, partly sunny, a high near 40, north winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a high, low around 25, northeast winds 5 to 10. Then starting next week, we'll see a little bit more of a gradual warm-up. Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 42, north winds around 10 miles an hour. Monday night, mostly clear, a low around 25. And then on Tuesday, it'll warm up a little more, sunny, a high near 50, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. And then Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 55, south winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. So a pretty good warm-up starting early next week, but we'll still have, we'll call it late winter, early spring weather here throughout Easter weekend. That is a look at the noontime news on KROX. Again, a busy day. We have the season opener for Minnesota Twins baseball. Your home for Minnesota Twins baseball each and every year since 1961. Every year the Twins have been right here on KROX, one of the few stations to make that claim. And they take on Kansas City, the Royals. 2:30 the pregame, 3:10 will be the opening pitch to kick off the season. And then tonight we have playoff hockey. Could be the last game of the season. Hopefully not, but could be the last game. As the Gopher men's hockey team takes on Nebraska-Omaha, 7 o'clock will be the pregame, 7:30. The drop of the puck right here on KROX. So a fun day of sports on the radio. That's a look at the noontime news. It's brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday by Grand Cities Monument. Also by HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Riverview Health.